Translation. In due course of time, when all the causative and effective manifestations of the universe, including the planets and their directors and maintainers, are annihilated, there is a situation of dense darkness. Above this darkness, however, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I take shelter of his lotus feet. Please repeat. In due course of time, when all the causative and effective manifestations of the universe, including the planets and their directors and maintainers, are annihilated, there is a situation of dense darkness. Above this darkness, however, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I take shelter of his lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada's purport. From the Vedic mantras, we understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is above everything. He is supreme above all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is the supreme controller. When everything disappears by the influence of his energy, the cosmic situation is one of dense darkness. The Supreme Lord, however, is the sunshine, as confirmed in the Vedic mantras, Aditya Vanam Tamasa Parastat. In our daily experience, when we are on earth, in our daily experience, when we on earth are in the darkness of night, the sun is always luminous somewhere in the sky. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Sun, always remains luminous, even when the entire cosmic manifestation is annihilated in due course of time. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kalena Panchatva Mitesu Krishna Shod Lokeshu Paleshu Chasavahe Tusu Tamas Tadasid Gahanam Kabiram Yastasya Pare Bibirajate Bibu. In due course of time, when all the causative and effective manifestations of the universe, including the planets and their directors and maintainers, are annihilated, there is a situation of dense darkness. Above this darkness, however, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I take shelter of his lotus feet. It's a good time of year for this verse, when it's very little light, a lot of darkness. And it'll continue on till the 22nd of September. Then the sun will change direction, and gradually, it'll get brighter and a bit light. We're in the darkness of ignorance, and due to the preaching of Srila Prabhupada, we have become gradually... We are making our way towards light. This is the whole purpose of life, is to leave this material world and go back home to the spiritual paravyom, the spiritual sky. Srila Prabhupada describes that towards the end of Kali Yuga, the sun will increase in heat day by day by day. And for 100 years, there'll be no rainfall. The sun will gradually increase, get very hot, unbearably hot. And then after that 100 years of sun, then the rain will begin to come. And it will rain and rain and rain until the universe becomes flooded, and gradually the cosmic manifestation is gradually wound up into the body of Mahavishnu. And all living entities who have not gone back to Godhead at that time will enter into the Yoga Nidra. And then again, after Mahavishnu's had a nice rest, then millions of universes will again come from him. and the living entities according to the karma. Karanam guna sangosha, according to their desires, again they will come out and begin their activities in this world to try to enjoy this illusory energy. This causative and effective creation mentioned here means that Mahavishnu, he's the causative. Mahavishnu, he supplies the pradhan. And then as Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, he also becomes the effective ingredient or the effective cause. So they will all disappear. All the millions of Garbhodakashaya Vishnus will also fold up their pastimes and become entered into Mahavishnu. This is the cycle of creation. But the spiritual sky is always existing in the Paravyom. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there's no need of sunshine, moonshine, or electricity there. It is self-effulgent. But this material world is a very dark place. Very, very dark. If you go out on night time where there's clouds, then without electricity you will not be able to see. Without a torch you will not be able to see. Similarly, in the Vedic literature somewhere, I tried to find it yesterday but I couldn't, says if you take a lamp to a blind man, he'll still not improve his vision. So similarly, Lord Vishnu himself may appear in front of the living being who is against God, who is turned his back on God. He will not take. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one very beautiful verse said, Rida Siddhi Braja Brijayate Sacha Dharma Samadhi Brahmananda Guru Api Chamatkaryat Eva Tavat Yavat Prema Madunripu Vashikara Siddha Osadinam Gando Pyanta Karani Sarini Pantatat Na Prayati. This is an incredible verse. I just found it while I was recently in India. It says that those who have not developed this love of Krishna, the slightest fragrance of love of Krishna, they find things in this material world very wonderful. And you see that people, they are bewildered and they find very wonderful things that devotees find. Why are you interested in this thing? You see that in Kali Yuga now, in the modern world, people are very busy trying to help Aboriginal tribes people around the world who have been exploited. You know, around the time of the great industrial revolution, 100, 200 years ago, the modern industrial powers of Europe went all over the world and exploited not only civilized people, but Aboriginal people. And now after 200 years, everyone's feeling a bit guilty that they've messed up with their natural environment. So you go to some of these fairs in London and you'll see everyone is busy collecting money for some Aboriginal tribe that got trashed 200 years ago, 100, you know, they're still feeling the effects. So the Kali Yuga people, they're so bewildered. Generally, they're attracted to these Aboriginal tribes. They think, oh, they're living naturally. They're in tune with nature. Aren't they wonderful? And similarly, you go to India, people are very bewildered and they find wonderful people who have Brahminical qualities or the mode of goodness or some mystic siddhi. But the devotees, they don't find this very wonderful. Even on the Sharad season in the Rasa Leela, the gopis went looking for Krishna in the forest after he disappeared. So Krishna, he disguised himself as Vishnu. So when the gopis saw Vishnu, they said, where's Krishna? They paid their respects, they said, where's Krishna? So even Lord Vishnu in front of the gopis, they're not interested. Only interested in Krishna. So we devotees were in that situation that we are come to Krishna, then all other things lose their interest. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma, who is also, he is bewildered. One time he went to Dwarka, and at the gatekeeper, he asked the gatekeeper, tell Krishna, I've come to see him, it's Lord Brahma. And the gatekeeper said, which Lord Brahma are you? So later on, he was bewildered. He asked Krishna. At the gate, they asked me, which Lord Brahma am I? I thought I was the only one. So Krishna tapped his... He was sitting on his throne. He tapped his stick. And at that time, millions of Lord Brahmas appeared in the assembly hall. And it said that the tumultuous sound of their helmets hitting the floor was deafening. So Lord Brahma, he became bewildered and realized that I am only one individual, tiny little Lord Brahma. Yasya para, para deva, yasya deva para bhaktiya. This means that the pure devotee, he is greater than all the demigods because he is completely surrendered to Krishna. After Hiranyakashipu killed, after Lord Nrsingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, then all the demigods were frightened. Lord Nrsingadev was so angry. So they had to push Prahlad forward with the garland to pacify Lord Nrsingadev. So why couldn't all the demigods, they're all devotees, because they have still some material desire in the heart. But Prahlad Maharaj, he's 100% pure, free from material desire, liberated soul. So this is our path of pure devotion. Anya bilashita shunyam. Srila Prabhupada says we have to make our desires zero. So it's a very, very long journey for most devotees. Like we're sitting here as brahmacharis or on the bhakta program. This is the beginning. And after some time, we may find ourselves with children and family life. And then we've got to grow old, and all the time we're moving on this journey. So we don't know what it's like. We don't remember what it was like when we were grandparents and parents and husbands in our last life. So it's a kind of a new experience. And all along this journey, we have to practice Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that... You cannot approach the supreme destination with your imagination or your intellect. The only way to approach it is by the practice of pure devotion. So generally, like these demigods, generally we're mixed devotees. We want to enjoy material life and practice Krishna consciousness side by side. So how to attain pure devotion is to practice it. And the main practice is through hearing and chanting. Lord Brahma prays that anyone who gives up speculating about who God is and accepts this process of pure devotion, Jnane Prayasam Udapasya Namanta Eva, Jivanti Sanmukaritam, and that they hear the pastimes of Krishna from the lotus mouths of the devotees, then they can conquer over Krishna. Because Krishna is conquered by devotion. He's conquered by this attitude of pure devotion. Anya bilashita shunyam. So our main business is to hear and chant about Krishna. This is the practice of pure devotion, so that we can also think of Krishna. And this is Krishna's instruction. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Always to think of Krishna. So if we practice this, then we'll also attain gradual purification of the heart. This is what Lord Brahma prays. Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they also become bewildered by the material energy. Srila Prabhupada said that Shiva was practicing in the Himalayas his yogic meditation. Then Parvati came and Shiva gave up his meditation. Similarly, Lord Brahma, he thought, who is this cowherd boy, Krishna? Let me test him. I'm not fully convinced. So he stole all the cowherd boys, and for 1 year, he kept them in a type of a yoga nidra, type of a sleep with his potency. So then when he came back and saw all the cowherd boys that he'd taken back in the cave, he was very, very confused. And actually, when Krishna showed him his full potency, whereas that every single bit of dust and every tree and every coward boy and every cow all became Vishnu forms. And they were all these Vishnu forms were dancing and glorifying Krishna. Lord Brahma, his four-headed super intelligence reached the limit of its understanding. And he became bewildered. He became so bewildered that Krishna... Krishna withdrew his shaktis and out of compassion on Lord Brahma. But in the same instance, Haridas Thakur, he was approached by Maya herself and he did not become bewildered. Prabhupada makes this distinction between Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur is 100% pure devotee. Now in the past times, Lord Brahma, he gets a chance to practice pure devotion. He's Haridas Thakur, partially. So this is Krishna fulfilling. Lord Brahma took this vow that I've made this offense by stealing your coward boys. Let me make this penance. I want to do penance. I want to make up for it. So he was allowed to become Haridas Thakur, became a pure devotee. Through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Atapi Deva Padambaja, Prashada Lesha Nugraita Evihi, Janati Tatvam Nachiranya Ego. So this verse means that even if one performs a little devotional service, one can understand the glories of Krishna. Just like our new bhaktas, they come in the door, they immediately feel some devotion and attraction for the deity. So actually, we say new bhaktis, but they're already advanced. This process of hearing chanting is already advanced. And out there, you have impersonalists, jnanis, yogis, karmis, and basically people on the without spiritual knowledge, without any proper vidya, sambandha jnana. So when I was in Vrindavan in September, Dina Bandhu gave class. I was there on Radhastami. He said that Radharani, she's so compassionate that her body melts out of compassion. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the purpose of our movement, is that we have this knowledge and to make spiritual advancement is very, very, very difficult. But if we try to help others, give them this information. Everybody wants this information. Everybody wants it. So we should be very bold and go out and help to spread Krishna consciousness. And the best way to do that is to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. See what else I had to say. So everything will be annihilated. Everything. Except the spirit soul. One may wonder, this material world is such a dark place. Such a miserable place. Why is there any light at all? Why is there any happiness? That is because it is part and parcel of Krishna. It's non-different from Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth, so this material world also contains some truth. And it contains affection. There's many relationships. Our whole life is based upon affectionate relationships. This is the real pleasure in life. So because Krishna is affectionate, then his creation is full of affection. And however, the affectionate relationships in this world are full of inebriety. Inebriety? That's the word, yeah. So, for instance, sometimes you see a 50-year-old man, he's already gray, very old, maybe 60s, eh? And he's with his mother, and she's like 90, you know. And it's kind of like really strange. Oh, you're really, really old, and you're with your mother. So in the spiritual world, there's no old age. And although, and the Krishna is eternally adolescent, and then when he's with Mother Yashoda, she can still treat him like he's a 7-8-year-old boy, even though he's 15, 16. This is an inconceivable nature. So eternally, Mother Yashoda is there. Eternally, Krishna is her son. And we also take that positions, those positions as Krishna's associates, where there's no old age, There's no misery. When you wake up in the morning, it's not difficult. You've all been dreaming about Krishna all night. You wake up and you're very happy. Let me see. I'm going to see Krishna today. So this is real life. This is the reality. And this world is the illusion. It is illusory. Not correct life. Imperfect. So we're meant for perfection. We're meant for this life. And Prabhupada says in this regard to affection, that the full naked affection of the soul exists for God, for Krishna. And when there is a reciprocation between the minute living entity and the supreme living entity, then there is perfection, perfect happiness and bliss. I'll just read this little bit from Lord Brahma's prayers. If by association of your devotees a person comes to the knowledge that Krishna, Lord Krishna, is the original Supersoul, then it is possible for him to cross over the ocean of material ignorance. For instance, when a person mistakes a rope for a snake, he is filled with fear. But as soon as he understands that the rope is not a snake, he is liberated from fear. If one understands you, therefore, through your personal teachings, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, or through the teachings of your pure devotees, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other Vedic literatures, if one realizes that you are the ultimate goal of understanding, he need no more fear this material existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I hope you all go back to Godhead somehow soon. And when you're there, you can put in a good word. We can all go back home. If you keep this goal in mind, then everything else becomes easy. You have to stick to this process. Prabhupada says, I want to chant Hare Krishna. There'll be many impediments and obstacles, but one has to stick to it with perseverance. Brahma Samhita, the verses are, theistic knowledge is revealed within the heart by slow degrees, with perseverance in practice. So, Bhagavatam begins like that. Muyanti yat suraya. Even the demigods are bewildered. What to speak of all the jivas? What is that verse? Mohitam nabijanati. Everyone is bewildered by the three modes. So Krishna is in the paravyom. He's in the spiritual sky. He's also so kind that he's here with us. In Vedic culture, the deity, one devotes oneself to the deity. So although Krishna is everywhere and he's in every temple that he is there, the devotees feel this is my deity, and they pray life after life, I will take birth and serve this deity. So that's how personal Krishna consciousness is. Krishna is so great, he can appear everywhere at once. Just like in the Rasa Leela, when the gopis sat Krishna down, they made a sitting place for him. They all felt Krishna sitting next to me. And then they had a conversation with Krishna as a group. So that conversation with the one Krishna as a group did not interfere with this, that Krishna's next to everyone. You see? This is how powerful Krishna is. Inconceivable. This is the full spectrum of Krishna's Shakti. And then that although he's fully absorbed in his pastimes, he's also living in your heart. Prabhupada says he's never, ever neglectful. He's very, very careful inside your heart. And he's personally helping you. Every time you sincerely serve Krishna, then he'll give help to you. Yesam tvanta katam papam. No. Tesham eva anukampatam mahamagyana. Out of compassion. So we have to have faith in Krishna's compassion. By our effort, he will respond individually. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. If Krishna's not there individually, there's no meaning to it. So So I'll stop now. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any comments or questions, Prabhu?